This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's nothing short of an attack on women's basic human rights and civil rights.
That's New York Democratic Senator and presidential hopeful Kirsten Gillibrand saying the Alabama Senate's approval of a bill that would ban nearly all abortions without even making exceptions for rape and incest is an outrage.
And it's something that women of America are going to have to fight against with everything they've got.
Republican Governor Kay Ivey is expected to sign it into law. The authors of the bill have said their aim is to get the bill to the U.S. Supreme Court in the hope that it will lead to the overturning of 1973's Roe v. Wade decision, which legalized abortion. President Trump is about to honor law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty, speaking at a Peace Officers Memorial Day service in Washington. It's part of Police Week, which runs through Saturday. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Senator Lindsey Graham introducing a bill this morning to address what he calls a horrible situation at the southern border. The South Carolina Republican says it makes necessary changes in the U.S. asylum system. He argues the system makes it too easy for migrants to get into and remain in the U.S. Graham chairs the Senate Judiciary Panel. Tiger Woods and his girlfriend Erica Herman being sued for the wrongful death of an employee at the Woods restaurant in Jupiter, Florida, which they own. A bartender, Nicholas Immersberger, who the lawsuit says was known to be a drinker, was often permitted to drink during and after his shift. He was killed in a one-car crash after one of those shifts last year. And now, the lawyers for the family are alleging that video evidence from the restaurant's been destroyed.
They knew about the crash that night, and shortly thereafter, that video evidence was then destroyed and deleted off of the servers that they had there at the Woods.
That's lawyer Spencer Cuban, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hundreds of TSA staffers and air marshals are traveling to the southern border to help deal with the rising tide of migrants, according to the administration. The deployment comes as summer travel is starting to ramp up. TSA officials acknowledging in an internal email that redirecting staff to the border will create some risk of fewer resources to handle airport security. They say the redeployment, though, won't involve uniformed airport screeners, at least not at first. The State Department's warning U.S. citizens not to travel to Iraq, saying there's a high risk for violence and kidnapping there as tensions between the U.S. and Iran are ramping up. The department saying in a statement that workers at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad and a consulate in northern Iraq have already been instructed to leave. And the statement says that threat of terrorism, kidnapping, and armed conflict aimed at Americans in Iraq is just too great a risk. Facebook is changing the rules for live streaming in the wake of the deadly New Zealand mosque massacre that was broadcast online. Effective today, users who break serious Facebook policies will be automatically banned from live streaming for at least 30 days, and the company will also prevent those users from buying any ads. A spokesman saying the new policy would have prevented the suspected New Zealand shooter from being able to live stream the shooting that left over 50 people dead. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you just like that, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Tammy Hotzenfeller joins us now, pastor, certified Christian life coach, mentor, author, and speaker. Tammy, how are we doing?
I'm doing great, Bill, and thank you once again for being on your show. One of my favorite shows to listen to. Love you, brother.
Well, you are such a blessing, you and Pastor Phil. You know, I love you guys, and it is so awesome, and I just so appreciate what God is doing in and through you, what he's done through Influence Church there in Anaheim Hills. And, of course, the special focus and journey that he has you on right now in encouraging people to find freedom through telling their story.
You know, Bill, we live in a day of story. I think we always have, but today especially with social media, everyone wants to tell their story. We even have things called My Story on Instagram and Facebook. And there's that part of us that wants to post a quick little picture or a snippet of the perfect family, the perfect exercise routine, the perfect house. But that's not truly our story. That is a facade of our story. Mm-hmm. And we live in a day of comparison where literally because we think everyone has it together but us, we are really self-sabotaging the very part of our story that can be the most powerful thing to set others free, and that's the honesty of our story.
Well, you know, I spend some time these days in Hawaii because our grandson is there, and we've got grandson number two coming very shortly, so we can be praying for him. And the family there, our daughter and son-in-law and Jackson, who was born with a heart condition, but you wouldn't know it, he is traveling in he only has one speed, and that is super fast.
Oh, amen. So, my kind of guy.
You know that. You know, being a grandmother, you know the deal. So but anyway, all that to say, you know, the Hawaiian people, they don't tell story, they talk story. You know, they sit around, talk story. So, you know, when you talk about, you know, this is part and parcel of what they would call oral tradition, right?
Right.
And,
right.
And that was so important. And, sometimes because of the social media and it's ironic, this information age that has been titled that we live in, so much information that is out there. But not necessarily beneficial, to your point.
No, it's false information is what I like to call it. And, you know, you talked about oral tradition, and that's a great setup for how Story Club was birthed. Mm-hmm. You know, it was 4 years ago that my mother was not doing well, and my sister called us all back to St. Louis, where we're from, and the four daughters were sitting around the kitchen table. And, you know, I don't know, Bill, what you guys do in your home, but my mother was notorious for saving all of our stuff. You know, the stuff that you don't want to take when you get married and move out,
right,
and your mama, you know, says one day you will take this box with you.
Right.
And it was our yearbooks and our trophies and our report cards and all kinds of memorabilia. And the sisters were sitting around looking at all of this. In the bottom of my bin was an envelope, Bill, and on it it said, my story.
Oh, wow.
And I picked it up, and I looked over, and I go, Mama, what's this? And as I opened up this folder, written inside was page after page after page of my mother's story.
Mm.
And, you know, a lot of it, Bill, I knew. My mother had told us that she was adopted. My mother told us that she was abused as a young girl. We knew that she had walked the orphanages of St. Louis in 1939, only to be refused because the orphanages were all full, and she began to feel at that time, really, the sense of abandonment.
Exactly.
But what I didn't know was all the intimate feelings and expressions that my mother had written on the page. Now, you know, we live in a day-to-day where we have our laptops and we have voice activation on our phones, and so it is actually much easier for us to write story today.
Mm-hmm.
But this was a discipline and an art that my mother had in writing her story. And I looked at it, and I said, Mama, what is this? And she said, I wanted you girls to have a record of my story. Because when you girls came along, by then, I had met your daddy, we were married, we were active in the church, and God had set me free from all of the baggage of my past. And that's what Story Club is about, Bill. It's about me helping you unpack the stuff in your past that's really crippling you from moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Bad behaviors, feelings, expressions, lies, experiences, all of the things that a lot of us are ashamed of and afraid of. But those are the leverage points, Bill. Those are the connection points, as you talk that oral tradition mm-hmm. in Hawaii, where they would sit and talk
right.
about things they've been through. And those were leverage points for the next generation. So that's what Story Club is all about. Me as a life coach, walking you through how to tell your story and be step free.
Tammy, did you see these points that your mother wrote about as being, you know, the process of noting it was that offered some kind of healing agency? I mean, I just sense that, uh-huh. you know, with her writing this down, uh-huh. because sometimes what happens is we want to hide that. We don't want to admit it. We want to set it aside. And it's not that we're masochistic by no means,
uh-huh.
but
uh-huh.
but I think that the you know, part of our humanity is admitting it. And I, you know, again, you know, as I was
yeah.
sharing with you, the word that is that has been heavy on my heart this week, especially is rejoicing in everything from First
uh-huh.
Thessalonians 5. And it has really been an encouragement. And it was, you know, it's interesting when God gives you a word, you go, okay, let's see how this
yeah.
expresses itself. And it's been amazing how
yeah.
at every turn this week, it has been, remember, rejoicing in everything.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know,
good
things
word.
That, yeah, things you wouldn't normally rejoice in, but
yeah.
yet you do. But in a sense, you know, I just have the sense that your mother in writing this
uh-huh.
down,
uh-huh.
you know, even without even understanding it, it, you know, she was, of course, documenting it,
uh-huh.
but in a sense, as much as she could, rejoicing in it, especially she could
yeah.
rejoice afterwards when she came
yeah.
out of it and said, oh,
absolutely.
My God, look at what God has done.
You know, Bill, something that I think is so powerful, and I hope your listeners catch this. Did you ever realize that you could pay your pain forward? That you could literally take the pain point that the enemy wants to cripple you with,
mm-hmm.
and actually tell your story and leverage that to set others free. So when my mother talked about being abandoned, and she was abandoned by her biological mother because at the age of 9 years old, she walked home from school and found a little suitcase sitting right there on the steps. And her mother had packed up her only belongings and walked her down the streets of St. Louis from orphanage to orphanage to orphanage to get rid of her. So my mother knew rejection.
Oh, wow.
So I'm reading this now, Bill. So what it does to me, I can feel what it must feel like for a nine-year-old little girl to feel rejected.
Mm.
So now when I have points of rejection in my life, Bill, whether it's in ministry, and believe me, we've had those in ministry, whether it's in marriage, when I've had that in my marriage, whether that's been with a best friend that I feel has rejected me, I can feel my mother's pain as a nine-year-old little girl and think, if my mother made it through rejection, I can make it through rejection.
Mm-hmm.
So the greatest thing we can do is when we start to tell our story and others around us say, you made it through, I can make it through. You know, I did a little video with different people in our local congregation, and there were things like, and it's a wonderful video, I think I have it on my website. When I said I had an abortion, I was set free.
Mm-hmm.
When I said I was addicted to pornography, I was set free. When I said I was a drug addict, I was set free. You see, the enemy wants to lie to us and tell us if we tell anybody what we've done, right. Only shame, only blame, only rejection. But in reality, when you speak it, when you speak your story, you're set free. Amen. And really, the greatest part of Story Club, I love to say that it is for freedom, for purpose, and for the next generation.
We got to go to a quick break. We'll be right back. Great. More from Tammy Hudson-Biller after this. Stay with us.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Conversation with Tammy Hudson-Biller continues. Tammy, before the end of the break, you were sharing with us something, and I wanted people to meditate a little bit more and to hear you, you know, because what you touched on was so key, and I think it led up perfectly as a result of us talking story, you and me right now, and that is that by bringing our pain to the light of day, I mean, we're encouraged in God's word, you know, and, you know, to confess to one another, that we would pray for one another, that we would be healed. So there is something dynamically engaging here that God has given us in his word that heals us. And it's part and parcel of also what we're reminded to do in the renewing of our mind. You know, what does that mean, renewing our mind? I mean, we got this stinking thinking. We've got all these benchmarks or landmarks, you know, throughout our life that are problematic. I've often likened it to, you know, computer software. You know, sometimes when you get, you know, infected software, all of a sudden, you know, when the computer hits that part of the disk, it just kind of spins out of control. None of the software works. It's really a mess. But the other thing that it does, it sets us up to apprehend other failed software, because if we're deficient in that area, we're going to be vulnerable and open to additional software that's going to serve us ill and not good.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you just talked about taking every thought captive by renewing your mind, and mm-hmm. how do we do that? You know, the Bible tells us that once we come to faith in Christ, we are a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the all is new. And so I just want to say, who's ever listening right now, to your point of the old Zig Ziglar phrase, stinking thinking, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What happens, what often we do, is we continue to think the same thing over and over. We rehearse it. We meditate on the old, not the new. So when we take every thought captive by renewing, that just means to make new again, mm-hmm. to think new thoughts.
Right.
And so as we finished the last episode here, we talked a little bit about what my mother's story was about and how it would be so easy for her to stay stuck in abandonment. But what she did, she was a new creature in Christ Jesus. Therefore, she walked out her new. And that's really what we have to do. You know, this is not about being a victim. When I say to people, hey, talk about your pain points, it's not that so that you can be a victim. It's so that you can be a victor. So when I say to you, I have overcome that by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony, what it does is it leverages me into kingdom thinking. So in my coaching series, I don't ever let you sit there and feel sorry for yourself. What I teach you how to do is take the elements of your story and empower others through it. You know that old adage, the devil's in the details?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We would love to sit and tell everybody about the dirty details of what's been done to us. But see, that's not what your story is. Your story is how you've overcome what the devil would love to do, and that's to bring you down. And you talk about how you leverage that to the kingdom, what God has done, and how he's brought you on the other side of it. That's what story's about.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's, again, as you said in the first segment, Tammy, that is so important. You know, to be able to, you know, speak that out and release it, you know, just as you said with the testimonies of people that you videotaped, you know, I was, I am, you know, it's that conversion that takes place, because we are, in a sense, speaking truth to power, even
mm-hmm.
though it may be psychological power, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's no doubt. You know, as a man thinketh, so is he.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's Bible. That's what
right.
the Bible tells us. So whatever you're thinking about is your destiny. And that's why he said that we have to create new thoughts. We have to have his thoughts. We have to speak life. I love to say we are self-fulfilling prophecies.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever I'm speaking out is my reality. So if we want to be in a world of despair and discouragement, welcome to your world. I like to speak life. Out of the tongue comes death and life.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to speak that. You know, ironically, Bill, I just did a masterclass last week, and it was going from stuck to unstoppable.
Mm.
And what I talked about was two things. One, nurture versus nature.
Mm.
Are we a product of the way we were nurtured in our home, our environment, or is it just nature? Am I a product of the way I just DNA, the way I'm hardwired? And I would be hard-pressed to not say both.
Mm-hmm.
See, in my world, when I look at myself, the way I was nurtured in my home with a godly mother and father, and I'm in church today because of it, I pursued ministry because of it, the nurture that was brought up in my home is a lot of the reason I am today. But as much so, I believe, it's a part of my DNA. It's the way I was hardwired. Mm-hmm. So when I walk you through this in the coaching session, I help you identify things that you've been hardwired. Mm-hmm. There are literally maybe back sins, you know, besetting sins in your life. And maybe you have an issue with anger or resentment or things that literally you, where did that come from? Mm-hmm. A lot of that, I believe, is the way that we were hardwired. Mm-hmm. And as you start to look at your story and investigate through life mapping is what I teach you how to do, you will see a lot of the things that you are is a result of your mother, of your father, of your grandmother. And so those are the kinds of things we want to look at so that we can stop self-sabotaging and look at things that are coming our way because we are a product of nurture and nature.
Tammy, how can our listeners get involved with the Story Club?
You know, I'd love for them to check out TammyHopkinsHiller.com, and I'll send you a link to that. Mm-hmm. And I literally tell you how you can be a part of course, TammyHopkinsHiller.com, and I give you a six-part series, a video series. I am your personal life coach and a mm-hmm. downloadable workbook that you can learn how to do story mapping and be set free from the lies of the enemy.
I know the last time you talked, you told me I was going to be your avatar, but I got lost along the way or something.
Oh, brother, I will send this to you. Okay. It will go out today. I would love for you to do this and get the feedback from you. I think you'd enjoy the process.
No, I love stuff like this, and this is a six-week curriculum still, right?
It is. It is. It literally is six videos. They're about 15 to 18 minutes each, and I'm personally talking to you eyeball to eyeball. And then you can download the workbook and work through all six of the video series, learning how to map your story.
Well, I've got to say, you know, and this is to our audience, that if you are stuck and if any of this made sense to you, this is not by accident. You needed to hear this. You know, God is saying to you that it is over. It is time to, you know, to take it to the cross. And if you've taken it to the cross, you know, what I say to some people sometimes, Tammy, is they'll get stuck at the cross. You know,
yeah.
God didn't have the cross for us to be stuck to. And it's like the
yeah.
same thing of what, you know, the Israelites, they got stuck with Nehushtan, the bronze snake, right? That became
yeah.
an idol to them.
Yeah.
You know, God brings you in to heal you, to send you. It's an ebb and flow. And if you're
yeah.
just ebbing and you're not flowing, you know, what happens
yep.
after a while, you start
yep.
to smell because you become
yep.
like the dead fish in the Dead Sea, right? So no
way. Oh, you know what I was going to say?
Go ahead.
Don't get stuck in the tomb. You
yes.
just said stink. Don't get stuck in the tomb. The
mm-hmm.
Bible says that we might know him in the power of the resurrection.
Right.
The resurrection power. And if you don't have resurrection power in your life right now, you need to figure out why.
Right, exactly. And, you know, and you don't want to live a life of shoulda, coulda, woulda, right? And,
right.
And that's, you know, that the devil rejoices in that. But
mm-hmm.
we have these moments constantly. And it goes back to the Old Testament that, you know, we will be at a crossroads constantly of choosing life or death.
Yeah.
And that is the choice that stands before you right now. It's like, okay, life is getting involved in Story Club. Death is
uh-huh.
staying right exactly where you are and
uh-huh.
smelling more and more like fish or like somebody that's been in a tomb too long.
Yeah.
So we're going to
yeah.
get you out of there, okay?
Yeah.
It's time to get those death rags off of you. Come forth and in newness of life. And I would say, Tammy, you know, kind of like what Donald Trump says, what do you got to lose, right?
Yeah, well, you know what? And I think what will happen is some people just don't know how, Bill.
Yeah.
I think they want to, but they don't know how. And I do believe this is a powerful resource because I will help you pinpoint things that you keep doing, behaviors and actions and attitudes. And you keep saying, I don't want to do it. Why do I keep doing it?
Right.
And I don't think you can identify the it. You don't know what the it is.
Well, we've got to leave it there. Tammy, where can I go for more information?
TammyHopkinsHiller.com. That's TammyHopkinsHiller.com. TammyHopkinsHiller.com. You can Google Women of Influence and find out all about me and Story Club.
Tammy Hotzebiller, pastor, certified Christian life coach, mentor, author, and she's on your side now. You've got a certified Christian life coach cheering you on. So get involved. Don't hesitate. Tammy, thank you so much. God bless.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's nothing short of an attack on women's basic human rights and civil rights.
That's New York Democratic Senator and presidential hopeful Kirsten Gillibrand saying the Alabama Senate's approval of a bill that would ban nearly all abortions without even making exceptions for rape and incest is an outrage.
And it's something that women of America are going to have to fight against with everything they've got.
Republican Governor Kay Ivey is expected to sign it into law. The authors of the bill have said their aim is to get the bill to the U.S. Supreme Court in the hope that it will lead to the overturning of 1973's Roe v. Wade decision, which legalized abortion. President Trump is about to honor law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty, speaking at a Peace Officers Memorial Day service in Washington. It's part of Police Week, which runs through Saturday. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Okay, we make sure there's no Google or Gaga here. I mean, we take it deep. We're beyond the 8-second sound bites, and this is why we're grateful to the experts that come on this show to, bring some light on topics that heretofore maybe we just took for granted. I mean, especially when we're considering, slave owners. If you were to take a survey, and you would ask people, how many men do you think that... It was only men that owned slaves during the period of time of slavery of America's history. Do you think women owned slaves? Well, let me tell you, our next guest, professor, has written a quite revealing book. Stephanie Jones Rogers, an assistant professor of history at the University of California, Berkeley. And her brand new book, They Were Her Property, White Women as Slave Owners in the American South. Stephanie, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me, Bill. I'm wonderful this morning.
Well, terrific. It has been described that this is a bold and searing investigation into the role of white women in the American slave economy. Heretofore, we've not, I don't recall hearing anything of white women as slave owners before this.
Well, what's really interesting is that the book primarily focuses on married women. Mm-hmm. And so there have been there have been some studies of women who are either single or widowed that assume responsibility for slaves, and also very rarely own slaves. But the vast majority of the studies of slavery prior to this book did not focus on married slave-owning women as a group worthy of study and investigation.
Mm-hmm. Why this book?
Why this book? Well, that's a really...
I thought we'd just get around to, right to it, because I want people to understand and appreciate your perspective and heart here. Frankly, I'm grateful. I love history. And I love it when we get out of the theoretical and the perceived and we deal with the empirical. And, for me, as a person that's pursuing the truth, this is what the show is all about. Let's get the facts. Let's get out there and, lay it out open and bare, because, I've often said that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And we got too many opinions running around. And it really bothers me, especially when, opinions do not have to be the rule of the day. The facts are there. We're just not doing enough work to, pursue a higher level of intellect and understanding so that we get it out of the realm of the theoretical and get it into the realm of the practical. Is that fair?
I agree with you. Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. So there was a formerly enslaved person about 2,000 or 3,000 others who were interviewed by federal government employees in the 1930s and 40s. And when they sat down to tell this interviewer about their experiences in slavery, he expressed frustration because he said, there are all these histories being written out there, but about us as formerly enslaved people. But you need to hear that history from the person that wore the shoe.
Right.
This book is about those individuals who were enslaved, but also under the control and dominion of women. Mm-hmm. And it's their story about how women, and particularly married white women in the South, invested very deeply in their continued subjugation and also in the economy of American slavery, the buying, the selling, and the hiring of enslaved people. And I think it's really important for people to read this book, because that's a story that has yet to be told. And
right.
It's important because in order for us to grapple with the full complexity, the kind of get a comprehensive understanding and a very deep and complex understanding of the institution of slavery and our history as a nation, we need to understand how these particular women invested in that institution, took advantage of that institution, and also helped to perpetuate that institution.
Exactly. Stephanie, I don't know if you heard the previous interview that we did with Tammy Hodson-Piller. She's a life coach. And in the discussion, it was the importance of telling your story, and that so many of us have stories to tell, and we don't tell that story. And in not telling the story, we forsake our healing in the process so that we can be a better version of ourselves. A summation of a deal. And basically, you're saying the same thing in a sense that, hey, look, this is an important story to get out there. It's like we just got to lance it open. Let's take a look at this. Let's admit and let the light of day be the clinical healing agent of all this. Because I believe, if ever before, Stephanie, at least in my lifetime, I believe we're at a point where everybody is worn out over the fussing, the misunderstanding, and almost like in LA after the Rodney King riots and everything that happened, he asked a very important question. He said, "Why can't we just get along?"
Yeah, I think you're right about the power of truths and storytelling and grappling with even the darkest features of our nation's history and our nation's story.
Mm-hmm.
And this book is certainly a part of that and part of the healing process as well. Because once we can fully grapple with the nature of slavery and the importance of slavery for many Southerners, including white married women,
right,
then I think we are in a position to begin to grapple with that and to begin the healing process. Through an open dialogue and candid conversation about what that institution really was and how it helped to create what we're grappling with today, the society we're grappling with today.
And I think the case in point here is that Quite possibly, maybe a decade or two ago, your book wouldn't be so well received, or at least have an opportunity for readership, because it's the wrong gospel, wrong church. But I think, and maybe it's just me and my optimistic viewpoint, Stephanie, I just feel like, you know, there's a reason that your book came out right now, and because I think we're looking for that healing catalyst. And one, you know, this is a topic that hasn't been addressed. You know, we talk about, you know, the heroes of the, you know, the Civil War and other stories. And of course, there's been movies and all this. But, you know, you're really lancing, you know, this infection in an area that heretofore has not been opened up for consideration.
I think what's really interesting is the ways in which this book is in line with scholarship across the world. So, for example, there's been scholarship on women's participation in some of the atrocities during the Holocaust and the roles that they played in the Nazi regime, et cetera. So there are ways in which I think I agree. I'm a beneficiary of a moment in our history in which we are, I think, ready to and more equipped to grapple with these really difficult questions around gender oppression, but also the ways in which gender oppression can be circumvented by exercising control through racial ideologies and racial terror, et cetera. So I think in many ways this is a prime moment in which to have these conversations and also to publish this book, because we are, I think, in a more advantageous position to deal with some of these issues.
Well, this may challenge the sensitivities of those that want to hold to some malignant patriarchy when you say, well, wait a minute, you know, women have been, you know, they've been party to all this as well. And here's, you know, here's the evidence. So basically we're reminded in all this is that, unfortunately and sadly, hatred is equal opportunity. It's not just, you know, reserved for male types. You know, it's reserved for humanity, and it crosses all demographics and genders, does it not?
Absolutely. I agree with you.
Well, we're going to continue this conversation with the professor, Professor Stephanie Jones Rogers, her brand new book. This is an eye opener, and I believe this is a welcome. A welcome part and something needed for us to address in our culture today. This will give you something to think about. They were her property, white women, as slave owners in the American South. More from Professor Rogers right after this.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
Founding Fathers had envisioned for us is that we would all enjoy life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Our God-given right, not a right given to us by the government. In fact, they don't even have the power of that right. Unless you relinquish it and turn it over to them. We're talking with Professor Stephanie Jones Rogers. Stephanie has written a powerful book here to, again, open you up to consider some history that heretofore I think has been, you know, overlooked. The title of the book, They Were Her Property, White Women as Slave Owners in the American South. Stephanie, would, you know, instantly I go to being a businessman and marketing guy is that, you know, it's, you get that old business principle. People do that which they get rewarded for. And when you have something like this as the commodity of slaves, you know, coming into the country, which it became a commodity, you know, if people could do it and prosper and you know, make money off it, they did. They took advantage, whether it was white women. And in some cases, we know from other historical writings that there were even black slave owners. Did you, in your study and research, did you were you able to determine that possibly if there were black slave owners, were there black women who were slave owners as well?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, some of the critiques or I guess deflections on social media, for example, do in fact, you know, highlight the fact that African descended people were a part of the African slave trade. They were largely responsible for the sale of African captives, and that also lends itself to a history of African descended women and men in the United States owning enslaved people too. So some historians have highlighted the fact that many of those individuals owned family members. So once they were able to secure their freedom, they purchased the freedom of their families, and because of the laws in the South, they were unable to emancipate them. But there were, of course, others who saw themselves as distinct and different individuals, different people, different kinds of people who would certainly enslave others even if they had the same skin color. So while I don't talk about African-descended women slave owners in the book, there's ample evidence that there were, in fact, a small population of them throughout the United States, largely in the South, though.
Exactly. Well, and again, it's you know, in terms of opening up the conversation,
and giving, as you say, you know, people that were actually, that were slaves, that that went through this experience, to give them a voice is, I think it's critical to our healing and really understanding the period and holding it in proper perspective, because it is a powerful story. And what I think most of us, you know, across all race lines and that, can appreciate are the people that did experience this and came out the other side of it.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, when people ask me what, you know, what is one of the most important takeaways that I would, you know, that I would have from this book, or from, that a reader should have from this book, it's one about survival and resilience. I mean, while the people who sat down, the formerly enslaved people who sat down to tell their stories about their experiences in slavery, are talking about some really gruesome, atrocious, violent, and brutal things, acts. What they are also doing is talking about their survival of those things. They are standing there as testament to the human spirit and the ability to continue and persevere through some of the most horrid events in human history. So it is also a book about survival and resilience, and that's an important, I think, takeaway from this book as well.
Yeah. And Stephanie, I can tell you what I appreciate is that, thank God for America. And I'm not saying America perfect. Thank God for America, the idea of what our founding fathers had envisioned. However way you want to narrate that, but it became you know, kind of an exit point out of this dark part of our history that gave people who were enslaved an off ramp into a new life and participating in this idea. It's been a process, and you know, I think we're getting better at it. But what helps us is when we really appreciate. Last year I saw, what was the movie of the black women that were in the NASA program and how they were mistreated? I'm sorry, Hidden Figures. Yes, right. And when I saw that movie, it really bothered me, you know, on one hand, to think that, you know, whenever you see this kind of prejudice that occurs, even, you know, the Jackie Robinson story or even the Green Book here recently, and you see that and you go, wow, you know, we can be so ugly as humans. And, you know, reduced to our lowest common denominator, we can be so ugly and mean. But fortunately, because we are talking about this today, you know, people, I believe hearts and minds are changing. And what we're getting closer to embrace, possibly, and again, not total perfection, but I believe we can kind of see it here, is that there, you know, we're getting closer to where there can be a sense of harmony, that truly that we can be united in all our diversity and be respectful and kind and civil, to where we can all participate in this grand concept of the American dream.
I wish I could share your optimism, Phil. In some respects, I do agree with you that, you know, there are the moments that you reflected upon just now. What they show, and I think it's important to underscore, is that for a long time, and even up to the present, many would argue that the vision of democracy that the founding fathers had in mind didn't include people of African descent. But what people of African descent have done all throughout the history, their history in this country, is to say, I believe in those principles of democracy. I want to be included in your vision of democracy, and have fought for that over and over again. And so this book is also about that. This book is about identity. They saw themselves as full human beings who were eligible for citizenship and would fight to be included in the national story as full citizens, partaking as patriots.
Right.
And I think
exactly.
That's really important. You know, and so even in the face of adversity, even in the present, black folks are saying those same things. So it is certainly, I think, a proud history to be proud of in that respect.
And they should be. They're part and parcel of the very foundation of this country. Yes, there were probably antithetical thoughts, because it doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter in a sense that it is pervasive. Even today, you have people looking at others in a less than kind of attitude. But, the thing is, and you could say, you know, if they made a mistake or whatever, or that it was God inspired for them to say all men are created equal. When I hear all, I hear all. I don't hear exception. That is my ideal. It's the way I was raised. I'm grateful for my parents being of a Hispanic background and having gone through some sense of prejudice and, that experience, not to the degree that I was enslaved by no means, but I had people that wanted me to be in a particular box and to be less than. I just chose not to look at it. And maybe that was helpful. I chose not to look at it, and I had a father that encouraged me to continue to work hard and to be faithful and to have integrity. And I guess that helped me. It kind of gave me some blinders to it, as opposed to hearing those negative voices that wanted to blind box and hold me into a begging type perspective, so to speak. So I believe, I'm a bit optimistic about it, because I believe that the cream always rises, and my hope, much like other people who have come in and been part and parcel of our history, that have hoped for the higher calling of all men, not only here in America, but around the world. And I believe that's what we fight for. I mean, we've gotten in wars over, in other countries, in some cases, to free and liberate people. I mean, we heard a lot this morning about what's going on in China. I mean, millions of people incarcerated right now. And I say millions, over a million, I should say. But over a million people have been incarcerated, and a lot of them Muslims. Now, there are some people here in this country, are concerned, they're confused about the people of Muslim faith. But I go, who else is fighting for the Muslims? I don't hear about Saudi Arabia. I don't hear about Muslim countries going in and arguing with the Chinese and saying, hey, free our people. But I hear Donald Trump. I hear America, fighting on their behalf. And then you talk about what happened in the during the Civil War, as I've had many discussions with people that, see it one way. And I said, but you have to remember there were a lot of white people that died during the Civil War to free black Americans. I mean, is there something to that?
Wow, that was a lot.
I'm sorry.
I will pick up on your the theme of freedom here, and take it back to the book. I mean, these women were, of course, oppressed because of their gender,
mm-hmm.
but they found freedom in slavery.
Right.
And that's an unfortunate fact, but it's a true fact.
Right.
And, in terms of the Civil War, these women fought personal battles to ensure that they continued to own enslaved people. And even when mm-hmm. they saw the writing on the wall, continued to fight to keep formerly enslaved, to keep enslaved people in bondage. There's certainly an element of freedom in this book. It's a story of freedom, but it's not one that is particularly as a particularly happy one.
Mm-hmm.
I hope to share in your optimism one
well,
day.
Well, I want you to know I'm alongside you. I'm writing on the wall that we're going to continue to fight the good fight for freedom for all. And I want to believe that. And thank you so much for the book. Stephanie Jones-Rogers has been our guest. Her book, They Were Her Property, White Women as Slave Owners in the American South. And it'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you, Professor. Appreciate it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers.